Welcome to the Awakening Podcast Network. Get ready for an inspiring audio from this cutting-edge voice. You can find more podcasts at awakeningpodcasts.com.
You want to go deeper? Get equipped to overcome and walk in God's purpose for your life at Awakening House of Prayer's online campus. You'll experience an online family, preaching, teaching, and prophetic impartation for victorious living. We have over 1,000 members online, hungry for what God is saying and doing in the earth. Visit ahop.online today and join our family. AHOP TV empowers believers with spirit-inspired messages and strategic equipping that accelerates your spiritual growth. You can subscribe to stream weekly content from Awakening House of Prayer, conferences, and other exclusive content to stir your hunger and encourage your heart. Visit us online at ahop.tv.
Hello, Women on the Rise. Welcome. I'm so glad you're here with us today. Patricia sends her love, and she will be with us next time. And today, I am just so delighted to have Robert Hotchkin with us. We've got a man sitting at the table of our Women on the Rise show.
I consider it a great honor. Thank you, Michelle.
It is an honor for us. And Robert, for those of you who may not know who you are, you're one of the core ministers in Patricia King Ministries.
That's right.
And you are leading men on the front lines, and heroes on the rise.
Yes, that's correct.
Right?
Yep.
And, but why I wanted to bring you in on this today is you are and have been such a champion of women in ministry. And, it is so vital for us to get hold of the walking shoulder to shoulder in ministry. And it is such a huge threat to the enemy. It is very much in to his benefit that women are kept in the background,
right?
Or that there is a striving that is happening in the body. And in doing that, when we're not shoulder to shoulder, when we're not one, when we're not respecting the strengths in each other and submitting one to another in those strengths, then we are not representing the full image of Christ.
No, and God makes it very clear right from the beginning, from Genesis 1. He says when he made us in his image, Michelle, male and female, he made us. So right from the get-go, right, God is putting it right there saying, I'm starting with this, men and women, shoulder to shoulder, respecting each other, joining together. This is the fullest representation of who God is. And we are called. The whole plan is for us to walk in relationship with the Lord and in that relationship be his representatives and dominion stewards in the earth. And the fullest representation of God is men and women co-laboring together. He makes it very clear.
Yes, I think so.
Yeah.
Yeah. Oh. And, you know, that word in Genesis is he created he them Adam, which is the male and the female in the one Adam. And then it was Adam and Eve from the pulling apart of that. So then in the coming back together again, you have the fullness of that intent.
Yeah. So he makes it clear. He gives us the example of Adam and Eve. And it's one of the reasons that when I started Men on the Front Lines, we built the ministry on core values, and we have 17 core values. One of those core values is that Men on the Front Lines, we champion virtuous women because we recognize without the women, it's incomplete.
Yeah.
Without the men, it's incomplete. And you see this pattern in the New Testament. That's what I love, is God showed me so clearly this pattern that there's two great examples I'll briefly touch on. When God brought the greatest move that's ever existed in the earth into being, he did it through a woman. He came and he said to Mary through the angel, hey, here's what's going to happen. You're going to birth Emmanuel. You're going to bring forth the Messiah.
Yeah.
And of course she did. He very quickly gets Joseph involved. Joseph's like, hey, I don't get any of this. This is scandalous. Yeah. I'm out of here. And God says, no, you're not. Mm-hmm. This is me. Mm-hmm. And you are going to co-labor with this woman to nurture this move of God, quite literally. And so we know what happens. Mary births Jesus into the earth. Joseph and Mary raise him together. And then there comes a moment. moment when Jesus steps out into his earthly ministry, birthed by a woman, literally birthed by a woman, the first thing he does is he goes up to the men and says, hey, will you come and follow me? So God uses women. And it wasn't a baton passing of, okay, ladies, you're done, men take over, because he also reached out to women, but he was very intentional about bringing the men in. We see the same thing with the risen Lord. The first person to get the revelation of the risen Lord in the tomb in John 20 is Mary.
Right.
And one of the very first things the risen Lord says to her is, wonderful, I'm so proud of you, now go and tell the brothers. Go and get the guys involved, because it's men and women co-laboring together, shoulder to shoulder, in respect for one another, respecting each other's gifts, seeing the best in one another, championing one another, supporting one another. That's the fullest representation of God in the earth.
Absolutely. And I love that picture of the championing one another. And there has been an atmosphere, unfortunately, that in many churches, little C churches, has been created in the body of Christ as a whole, let me say it like that, where it's almost been a competition.
Yeah.
You know, and women have been placed in often in a position where it's almost like they're having to fight to get their place. Or and you know, I've even seen situations where, you know, they're finally, you know, maybe asked to pray, you know, over the offering or something, and they'll pray for 30 minutes because this is my chance.
Oh, right.
Okay, you know,
okay.
But you know, to come into that place of it is God who makes the way. It's, and God will make the way. And we don't want to enter in a spirit of competition,
right, no.
A spirit of trying to shove my way in, trying to bang a door down. We've got to stay in that place of the flow of recognizing and being really secure in who we are, who we are created to be. And you may have a different opinion of what that is, but it doesn't differ from what God says it is.
Right. And we've got to trust God to bring us into that
place. That's
right. I think this is true for men and women.
I agree.
I think the trap of the devil is because, okay, man or woman could shut a few doors in our faces. That's true. They can.
Sure.
But ultimately, scripture makes it clear no one can stand against the plans of God.
Yeah.
So as long as we continue to walk in not only his promises, but in his character and nature, there no man can ultimately shut a door on a woman, because God, if he's called her, and he does call women, will open that door. Same for the men out there. But for the guys, it's our privilege. It's our great privilege. It's an honor. It's a blessing to be able to champion women, because they're necessary. They're gifted, and God uses them. And I hope the women feel the same way about the men. And my experience, my very, very, very clear experience is they do.
Yeah.
I had a man and a woman raise me up in ministry. Patricia King raised me up in ministry with her husband, Ron. Yeah. So for me, from the get-go, I came into the kingdom late. I didn't grow up in the church. I didn't get saved till I was almost 40. I was immediately put under the mentorship of a woman and her husband, and it's all I've ever known. And I see how it works, and I see the benefits of it. And as for men on the front lines, that I want to raise up a generation of men around the world that champion and see the incredible value of women in the kingdom.
Well, and you are doing that, Robert. I thank you for it, brother.
Yeah.
Yeah. Now, one of the things that we come up against is a very twisted perception of Paul's writings.
Yes, right.
And it's been twisted to keep women in a place that is not ever what has been intended to be.
That's right. You know, and we'll unpack that a little bit, but I understand why there is misunderstanding.
Sure.
Because when you read what Paul says, it does pretty clearly say that when he's talking to Timothy, hey, don't let women talk in the church. But what people aren't seeing is that Paul was a great champion of women.
Right.
He raised up women as leaders. He launched out women in ministry. He worked with women in ministry. So we have to look at this in that context. Mm-hmm. And when you look at it, what he's really saying is because of the Diana cult in that city at that time, I believe what he's saying is, hey, as you start this work, you might not want to immediately have the incredible women of God that are at your disposal stand in the pulpit and immediately speak and minister, because all the people in that city know is when women are in the pulpit, it's from one of the cults. Mm-hmm. He's not saying women should never speak. He's not saying women should never minister. And I understand, again, that that's challenging, because the Word of God is literally true, but we have to look at the fact that in other areas, Paul raised up women and championed women, not only in ministry, but in leadership. And if people want to really see this unpacked well, there's a great book called Why Not Women by Lauren Cunningham that will really in detail unpack this for you. Mary Audrey Raycroft from TACF also has some great teachings on this that'll really help people understand that, yes, Paul said what he said, but he didn't mean it the way most people have taken it.
Another good one is Who Said Women Can't Teach?
There you go.
And that's also a really good resource for any other questions with that. You know, when we are not walking in the revelation of men and women walking together as created, then really we're talking about the bride of Christ with a weak leg.
Right.
And the intent is not for the bride to come limping into the kingdom,
right?
Or to be an authority, because God has given both of us authority equally in the earth. And it is, and so when one is kind of got, you know, hogtied a little bit, then, you know, you're not walking strong.
No.
You don't have a bride who is standing in straight alignment even, right? You've got a lean, and it's the wrong kind of lean.
Right.
In Genesis, where it's talking about the Eve being made the helper, that word right there is a weak word that has had a lot of trouble interpreting around it.
Yeah.
But that word there is the easer. And it's used only 20 other times in the Old Testament. And every time it is in reference to God being my helper in a time of life and death.
That's awesome.
Right?
Yeah.
So, you know, instead of getting stuck in what women can do and can't do, we need to come into a place of who are we created to be? You know, what is it that we represent? What is that image of God that is us, that then, you know, that the us put with you? Then we've got the completeness of God, right?
Well, and as you said, if we don't have that as the body, we're limping. And what do we do when we see somebody in the natural who's limping? We pray for healing.
Right.
So I want to do that right now. I want to pray for healing for the body. And right now, I speak healing to the body of Christ. And in that healing, the revelation that when God made us, he made us male and female. And that's the fullness of image. So right now, I speak healing to all the women who feel that doors have been shut in their face or they've been kept out of their place. I speak healing and grace to you. And I also speak promotion to you that in this healing move that's going forth, that you will, a way will be made for you, that your way will be opened and butter and cream will come forth like it talks about in Job 29 to ease you into the place that you've been kept from. And to all my brothers out there, I speak healing into your hearts and healing into your minds. And anywhere there's been misinterpretation of what the Apostle Paul said, one, I honor you for digging into Scripture, and two, I release the revelation of the heart of God. Because remember, Jesus told Mary to go and share with the brothers what he had told her. Jesus himself, the risen Lord, launched a woman out to preach and to speak to the brothers. So I speak healing to the men, healing to the women, and healing to the body of Christ so we can arise together to fully represent our God in this hour.
Amen. Thank you, Robert. We in Women on the Rise really love to give opportunity for our members of the Women in Ministry Network to share with us. And we have Charlana Kelly, who is with us today. And Charlana is one of our, connection facilitators in the Women in Ministry Network. We have regional connection groups as much as we can in the network because connection is really important to us in the network.
Yeah.
And she is the founder of Speak Truth Media and an author, speaker, entrepreneur. I really love Charlana's wisdom and her heart. This is Charlana Kelly.
Hi, Michelle. Hi, Robert. I understand Patricia is not with you today, but I still want to send my greetings and gratitude to you, Patricia, for all that you're doing for women around the world, women in ministry, and also for men. God bless you in that and continue to increase you. I've been asked to speak into the topic of in his image and what a beautiful and perfect image is painted. When men champion women and women champion men, we celebrate and make room for one another's gifts and stand shoulder to shoulder in the work of the advancement of the kingdom of God in the earth. I tell you what, power is released in that unity. Jesus prayed. He prayed that we would all be one as he and the Father were one in John 17. Psalm 133, the scripture tells us that God commands the blessing where brethren dwell together in unity. That blessing is the release of power. And that, you know, I think of the body and Jesus the head and we are the body. If there's any break in the connection of the body to the head, or if there is some part missing in the body, there's going to be a limping. There's going to be a power that is not quite 100%. That's why I'm so excited about what Paul said in Romans 8. He said, the whole earth is groaning for the revealing of the sons of God. We are the sons of God together, both of us, men and women. And when we realize we have equal parts to play and we do that in unity, the whole earth is going to be relieved of its captivity and multitudes of people are going to come to know Christ. In fact, because of the wisdom that will be released through that, kings will come to the brightness of our rising. Robert, I just want to say thank you today for being a champion of women. I've been in the ministry for 20 years and I've been in places where I was celebrated and then in places where I was not so much celebrated. But I am so grateful for the men of God in my life that have made room for me in the ministry and allowed my gifts to operate. Dear ones, if you're watching this and you haven't made that connection yet with a man of God, I pray today that God would open doors and establish connections for you so that you will have a way of expressing your gift in full unity, so that that most beautiful and perfect image of Christ can be seen as you operate in your gift throughout the world. God bless you all. I love you so dearly. And I'm expecting a miracle in each one of your lives.
That is awesome. And you know, as she was sharing, one of the things I was thinking about was that what we want to see in the earth is a great move of revival, right? Which is, what is revival? It's bringing forth of new life. And God gives us a great picture of how new life is brought forth. Men and women coming together marriage, in covenant, bringing forth new life. If we want to see a real revival move break out in the body and then from the body become reformation in the nations, we have to co-labor together as men and women. In the spirit, we'll bring forth that new life in the spirit that we see when men and women come together in love, in the covenant of marriage, bring forth new life in the natural.
So good. We are shooting ourselves in the foot if we don't do that very thing.
Yeah, but and you know what? We can stop today, though.
That's right.
We can, and that's what this is about. This is about, you know, I'm a big believer in you learn from your past, but you don't let it weigh you down.
Yeah.
And because the blood works. So all it takes is everybody watching who maybe you're a guy out there watching and you're thinking, you know what? I have done that. I did believe those lies of the enemy. I did keep women out of their place. The blood works. Repent of it. Plead the blood of Jesus over it. And then ask God to give you his heart and his eyes for the women in your sphere of influence that you can help raise up.
Amen. And something too that God spoke to me a while back is to not, as a woman, continue to live in a past season,
right?
Because it is a new day. And I'm so thankful for the women who have gone before and trailblazed,
right?
You know, really bucking against everything that has been the kind of common belief in the church for a long time, because of the misunderstanding of what Paul wrote. And, you know, the desire was to be obedient to that.
Right.
But when you know the heart of God and you see everything else in the scripture, God doesn't go against his own word, right? So I'm so thankful for, like, Patricia King.
Absolutely.
Women like my mother, actually.
Yeah, your mom, right?
Who were out there when it wasn't what was being done.
Joyce Meyer, Catherine Coleman, Mariah Woodworth Edder, Catherine
Booth,
Amy Semple McPherson, so many incredible women of God. And Jesus himself says, you can judge a tree by its fruit.
Yes.
So it's pretty clear to see the kingdom fruit in every life we just talked about.
That's right.
So, only God can bring forth kingdom fruit. So those women had to be plugged into God,
right,
had to be co-laboring with God on his behalf. So guys, it's time for us to really get the revelation. Mm-hmm. Women are necessary. They're important. The body is incomplete without them. So let's get on board and cheer them on, make room for them. And not only make room for them, let's lift them up so they soar beyond us, because then they'll lift us up, and then we'll lift them up, and then they'll lift us up. And that's how we're all going to come up
works.
Higher.
That's right.
Yeah.
That's right. The easer, the lifesaver is really how that would be better interpreted.
That's good.
As lifesaver.
That's very good.
And as we are both in this thing together, you know, so many analogies always come to mind. You know, if you're rowing a boat, you want more than one oar, right? So again, Robert, thank you so much for who you are. Thank you for being my brother.
Oh.
And, for being such a champion. And my heart in Women in Ministry Network, you know, we're here in the network to support women mm-hmm. in ministry.
That's right.
But part of that and part of our values are definitely to support and to champion our brothers
right
in the
on.
Lord.
Right
so
on. We'll
again,
do it for each other.
Both of us coming together and creating again what was created in the representation of the image of God.
Amen.
Amen. I have a decree. You have a really good book called Decrees for a Divine Union.
Yeah, Divine Union, Decrees for
right.
a Heavenly Marriage. Yes.
Yeah, I wanted
yes.
to bring that
love
up.
Decrees.
And if you would like to be a part of Women in Ministry Network, I would really love to connect with you. So you can go to patriciaking.com, and at the top on one of those tabs, it says Women, W-I-M-N, Network. And click there, and it will take you, give you more information. You'll fill out an application, and the application is because we are about connection, and the application helps us get to know you. So please, please come join us. Your decree today is, I am a co-worker with God and his cultivated garden. I will arise and shine, for my light has come, and the glory of the Lord has risen upon me. God Almighty declares the word of the gospel with power, and the warring women of Zion deliver its message. I will sing and rejoice, for behold, the Lord dwells in our midst and rejoices over me with singing. Bless you. We love you. And remember that God loves you with an everlasting love.
This has been a production of the Awakening Podcast Network. Jennifer LeClaire is the founder and owner of APN. Our heart is to inspire people and exalt Jesus with every broadcast. We're grateful for our advertisers and supporters that make these podcasts possible.